worship you. I worship you. You are here. You are working in this place. I worship you. I worship you.
Waymaker, miracle worker, God is keeper, light in the Oh, praise God, praise God. He is a way maker, a promise keeper. There's such an anointing, a powerful presence just pouring out to people during this time. And as the worship was raised to an upper level, reaching out to God, I know for a fact that every one of you who are listening and watching at this time have been divinely called to receive a word from the Lord. I am honored to be invited to get God's word into your hearts by Bishop Mike Zeno, a friend, a man of God that's inspired my life so many times, a warrior and a true man of God for a time as we are living. I bless his life, his wife and ministry, the entire congregation. But as I minister to you tonight, I want you to open your heart and let the Spirit of the Lord just place that word, that seed deep within your heart. I want you to go with me, if you do have your Bible with you, to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. And we are going to look at verse 6. It was recently that the Spirit of the Lord started awakening my heart toward understanding what's happening during these days. It's always been true that there is a spiritual world, and influence comes from that spiritual world, and it affects all of us, regardless where you live, regardless of who you are, regardless of what you have. But there's the warfare and a true battle between two spirits that I'm going to share to you tonight. The Christian, the men of faith, the women of faith must understand as we go deep with God. In 1 John 4, 6, the Bible tells us clearly, it speaks to us about these two spirits and it ministers to us. And it says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby, listen to this, know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And so we find that there's these two spirits, the spirit of truth, who works and was given to us that knoweth God for a divine purpose and work in our lives. And there's then the spirit of error. And Jesus talked about the spirit of error and how it would affect and affects people and moves men's hearts away from God's design and plan and purpose for their lives. When Jesus walked on this earth about 2,000 years ago, as he walked and healed the sick, as he walked and taught the scriptures and revealed truth to those that had an ear to listen and be open about it, many came to him with confusion and heavy burden. And in Matthew chapter 22, verse 29, Jesus said something so powerful that explains why people fall into the darkness and into the trouble and into the tribulations and hindrances. It's all because of a spirit of error. As Matthew 22, 29 tells us, and just look at it with me, it clearly tells us, according to what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. And so there are two things that we must know in these days if we are not to fall under this spirit of error that confuses, that hindrances the blessings to come from coming to God's people. We must know, one, the scriptures. We must know God's word and understand it and let it go deep in our hearts and become life in our being. But we must also know the power of God. Somebody say it with me, the power of God sets me free and releases the truth into my life. Oh my God, I feel such a presence. You know, as we move on this journey of God's word, I want you to know that as whenever I'm finishing it later on, I'll be praying specifically for many of the needs of those that are watching. And we, as we do the offering at the end, we will prepare to pray for strategic points of blessing God has told me he wants to bring into your life at this moment. So as the spirit of error raises itself, it's doing something in the world. But thank God we are not of this world. Thank God there is a calling upon your life. Listen to me, child of God. Thank God the Bible tells us we have the spirit of truth that Jesus prophesied would come unto us. And it has come. It is with us and within us. You see, when we read the Bible in John 16, we find that as the spirit of the Lord came into our lives. And I know if you are a born child of God, you have the Holy Spirit in you for a purpose. You see, Jesus called it the spirit of truth. And as Jesus described what it was going to do in your life, we find in it five revelations, five things it is working in your life, even in these days. And I come here to tell you, as I have prepared to release upon you this prophetic word from the Lord, that the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of truth, is destroying, it is breaking. This is what God has shown me in the spirit. It is breaking right now. Lies are being broken. Someone listen to me. Lies are being destroyed by the spirit of truth. Lies that have come from the enemy. Lies that have come from the circumstances around your life. Lies that have come from the bad news that has been promoted and that you hear in the world circulating to affect the faith of God's people. But God has shown me clearly that the spirit of truth is destroying. There's an anointing to destroy lies over God's people. Some of God's people have become under attack, maybe of sickness, maybe of financial limitation. Somebody listen, financial tightness. And the lie is that you would not be able to come out of that financial limitation, or that sickness that has come upon your life. It's there to stay and destroy your body. But that's a lie that it's broken by the power of the spirit of truth and the revelation of God's word. And as we pray, and we are going to later on, I will release that anointing to break every lie that has come into your mind. You know, there might be parents right now that they have been praying for your child, for your son, for your daughter. And God is telling you right now, your prayer would not be hindered. Your prayer would not any longer be limited to an expectation of a long time waiting for an answer. Listen, as I speak to you this word, God is cutting time short in these days for you and you and you that are watching and hearing God's message. And it will not be a long time of waiting. God is sending answers right now to the petitions that you have prayed about before God. And so lives are being broken. And you know, God showed us in scripture that by the Spirit of truth, when the Spirit of truth reveals itself and gives you a word, as it gives it to you, those lies start to be loosened, and the yoke becomes weak, and it breaks away. Let's see together John 16, and let's hear and read the words of Jesus in verse 13 through verse 15. And I want to show you five things that the Spirit of truth is working in your life right now, and it will increase as you grow in the faith of what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in your life. John chapter 16, verse 13. Oh, I just know God is speaking to someone right now where you are, right now with where you are sitting at. There is such an anointing opening your heart and your mind to God's true word. John 16, verse 13, it tells us, it says, how that when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, not just part of it, not just most of it, all truth. Listen what it would do. It would guide you to all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And verse 14, and he, oh, thank you, Jesus, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Verse 15 now, and all things, again, not just most things, but all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Jesus was speaking of five great manifestations of the Holy Spirit upon your life. And it all was to begin with all truth being shown unto you. What are these five works, manifestations of the Holy Spirit? One, guidance. 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 He will guide you. It speaks of direction. It speaks of moving you from a place where you are at to a place where you will be by God's divine will, by God's divine purpose, guidance. You know, that's why in Romans it says in chapter 8, 14 through 16, that all the sons of God, all that are guided by the Holy Spirit, are sons of God. His first work, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. direct you, take you out of something and move you into something God has planned. And I prophesy to you today at this time, under this anointing, God takes you out of limitation. God brings you into supernatural provision. God takes you out of pain and sickness, and he brings you and guides you into your complete healing. God takes you from a broken marriage, broken relationships, and he brings you into relation restorations. He is guiding you out of what's harming you, and he's bringing you into what will bless you. The second thing that we find the Spirit of Truth would do in your life as he breaks the lies of the enemy is that he will show you what he hears. It's called Father authority. Authority that belongs to the Father. For it says there in John 16, he would not speak of himself, but he will speak of all the things that the authority the Father has given him. And so he is bringing you into a higher level that the will of God has already been determined in heaven for you. Let me say that again. The will of God has already been determined by the Father who's at the throne, sitting down, working his divine will. And the Son, Jesus, has told us he came and spoke of that Father authority, and his will be done in your life. Not the will of the enemy, but the will of the Father. And third, we see discernment. Discernment. For it says there that he will speak the things not that we hear, but the things that he hears, not on this earth, not of this world, but that he hears up there. It's called the discernment, the complete revelation of the words that are being spoken for you, the words that do not return void, that are coming to fulfill life in you. You see, God is speaking over your life. God is dictating, ordering a new command over your life right now. He has done it. And if you would receive it, the Spirit of Truth would tell you what it is for your life. And then the prophetic, it says he will tell us of the things to come. He will prophesy of what's about to happen in your life. You see, when we believe a lie, when the spirit of error comes and attacks you, as we read in 1 John chapter 4, verse 6, its purpose is solely for you to accept the lie and be under that confusion and that cloud of darkness. But as it takes over your life, as the lies that the enemy perpetrates into this world through perhaps the news that we hear over the different platforms or media or through man, God is saying, you would not stand or live by that lie, but you will stand and live by the prophetic anointing of the things that are to come into your life. God will fulfill his purpose accurately, surely over your life. And then it clearly states number five, the knowledge, so that you know what has been given to you. You see, when you know that you know you have something of God, the enemy cannot take it away from you, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the news is, no matter how you feel or what's happening around your life. Jesus said the Spirit of truth would let you know what is mine, speaking what Father God gave the Lord Jesus, and that which is his, he has given unto us as his children, as his servants. And there is a promise, an anointing that it's being transferred to you as you receive. So I am speaking and preaching to you at this moment about the days of lies, the days where the spirit of error comes over and controls and limits and affects your life are over. This is a new day. This is a new time for the church. The church, it's about to be taken, risen up in a new level of divine truth and knowledge, and there will be power in God's people to destroy every single lie of the enemy. You see, there is a scripture. It is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Let me just give it to you and share with you why that's so important. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. The Bible tells us clearly, moreover, listen to me, that it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. It is required that we are found faithful. Why is that important? Because this is the time to remain faithful to the Spirit of truth. Is this the time to remain faithful to God's guidance? This is the time to remain faithful to the scriptures. And this is the time to remain faithful to the power of God. Remember, Jesus said, you heard because you ignore the scriptures and the power of God. And as we begin and as we remain faithful, I tell you, by the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, there will be no hindrance. There will be no wall that stands up and does not come down. There will be no attack from the enemy that can prevail against you. For the anointing of the Spirit of the God, mighty God, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth will confront every single intent of the enemy to defeat you and destroy you through ignorance or through not having the knowledge of truth in your life. And so there is a promise right now. There is a promise that God has made for you. And it is this, that he is working in your life right now to defeat all evil, all darkness, all confusion, and the honor and the light of God is about to shine you upon you even brighter than it has ever been upon your life. God showed me clearly, we are coming this year, 2022. It's the year of God's glory in his house. It's the year of the two, which means of the testimony. It means of the relationship of you and God, God and you, believing, standing together. Your witness becomes powerful in his strength. Your lack of knowledge becomes full of knowledge. in his presence, and his divine grace flows upon your life without any limitation. I know there are people watching right now, and you have a need, and you have a concern, and there's these battles that have been raging and that you've been confronting. And I even see visions and dreams that the spirit of error has attacked and told you they're not possible. They would not happen. That the spirit of error has told you and brought many things to make them look like their only desires. But I also see God by his spirit awakening those dreams once more this year, bringing a new refreshed vision of what you have been told before. And God is saying, I will bring it to pass. I will fulfill it. You know, I just believe that as God's people, as we stand and believe his word, the enemy will be defeated by the truth that's in your heart. We all know the scriptures of John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You see, the prophet Jeremiah gave us a glimpse of today's days. And in chapter 9 of Jeremiah, he spoke clearly of when people will not seek the truth. They'll be so entangled and confused and so deceived that they will not seek the truth because they have accepted the lies. And that's what has happened in many places, but not in God's people. We are seeking every day the truth that God has for us. His word is truth. His promises are truth. And he will bring them to pass in your life. Now, I want to tell you something. I feel such a powerful anointing right now that I want to pray. But before I pray, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to pray for. One, I'm going to pray. Remember that guidance of the spirit of truth, that many that are now in a battle of limitation, many that are right now having issues with their own limited financial resources, God will take you out by his guidance, direct you with his truth, and he will bring you into a position where truth of the abundance and the provision that God has for you will come into your life. Second, that people that are experiencing broken homes, relationships, in this year 2022, as the enemy has told you it's over, and the enemy in the spirit of error has said it's broken, the marriage is broken, there's no hope, I'm going to pray that the spirit of truth would awaken that marriage and bring that marriage even to a deeper relationship with the Lord and with divine restoration in broken homes, even relationships with parents and children, their sons, their daughters. They will be healed, they will be restored, and that would happen by the grace of the Lord. I'm going to pray for that, number two. But number three, I'm going to pray for the dreams and visions and promises that you are still believing, and that the enemy and the spirit of error has come to tell you they would not happen, they would not be ever real in your life. I am going to pray that the spirit of the Lord will bring such an acceleration of the fulfillment of those visions and those dreams and those promises, that time will be shortened for you to experience them in your life. But do you remember, before I pray, I want to go back to that scripture where we saw clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, faithful, faithful. We saw being faithful stewards. We saw remaining faithful. And as you see it again with me, as we read it one more time, notice that it says clearly, therefore, whatsoever be required in stewards, that a man be found faithful. And so I want, wherever you are, wherever you have heard and seen this message, you know, this is a powerful, anointed ministry. The Lord has given Bishop Mike Sino, and I know it is a fertile ground. I know it is a ministry where faithful men and women can sow a seed, plant a seed, bless the ministry, give, not according to the lies of the enemy that there's not much or that there is no abundance, but be faithful according to scripture and to the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing this, your provision in abundance, it's already at the place where God is going to take you to receive it, possess it, and to be faithful stewards of it. You see, for the Bible says, if you are faithful in little, then God knows you'll be faithful in much. And so, before I pray for those three things I mentioned, before I pray for the breaking of all limitation in financial resources, before I pray for the complete restoration of family relationships and even healings, because I'm praying for healing also. And before I pray for visions and dreams and promises that you are expecting for God to fulfill, and I know it will be in a shortened time, I want you to prepare this offering. You know, this is service. This is, we are honoring God. It would be unfaithful if we just hear God's word, or I just preach God's word, and if we just praise and worship, but we do not give the Lord his offering or his tithes there at the church. So I'm going to ask you, as you see on the screen, how to do it. If you're there, maybe at the church building, get an envelope, prepare your seed, do according to all the instructions that are and will be given unto you to plan and give. Will you do that right now? Because I learned something. When you give under the anointing, your harvest will be a harvest under the anointing. The seed must be anointed for the harvest to be anointed. A seed that is not anointed produces a harvest that is not anointed to last. Do you hear me on that? So there's anointing right now. So as you see on the screen there at the bottom, there's the ways you can give. Plant your offering right now. Praise God. I know there's people right now just releasing something for God to use in ministry. And I tell you, what you are releasing is not even compared to what God will be bring back upon your life and your businesses and your family, your home. So let us just pray right now for that offering, and let's just give to the Lord. And then I will pray also, as I have said, for the things God has shown me to pray today. Father God, bless the seeds of your people. Bless the giving of your people. Multiply it abundantly. And Lord, see those that are faithful and are releasing it to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let them receive an anointed harvest in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I'm sure you're giving it now. Continue giving to the Lord and just continue dialing the numbers, using whatever methods best for you there on the screen, and plant that seed. Let us pray now for the things that God has instructed me to pray. One, let us pray now for God to take off the limitations, all lies of the enemy, all hindrances to be removed. And let us pray, secondly, for those relationships and healing in families, in bodies, at home, and finally, for the visions and the promises of the Lord. Let us unite in one accord and believe God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray right now that all lies that have come from a spirit of error over your people, all deception, all hindrances, Lord, to what's about to be released to them, let those hindrances be removed. Every limitation is broken. In the name of Jesus, we bring down the lies as they fall down. They are destroyed by the blood of Jesus. And we speak, Lord, supernatural provision and abundance for your people. And Lord, that you would give to them what they have asked for, and they would lack nothing, even in days where it seems impossible. Lord, it becomes possible for them in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for broken marriages. And I pray even for good marriages that need to go to a deeper level of joy and relationship and blessing. Bless the homes. Bless the wife. Bless the husband. Bless the children. Bless the parents. Lord, let there be no weakening among relationships. Bring there a spirit of understanding in the families, Lord. Families united and standing strong in the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, I speak healing right now to everybody that is in pain, to everybody that is in sickness. Lord, whatever it is, the source of the sickness, it has no authority, no power, and I release a healing anointing right now over the lungs of your people, over the hearts of your people, Lord, hearts and circulatory problems, Lord, through the veins and arteries right now. I speak healing, Lord, over the kidneys. I even see your hand over kidneys, Lord, right now, touching the kidneys of those that need healing, Lord, in their kidneys. Father, I pray for all pain in the backs, Lord, lower backs. Let our healing right now, as a fire, be upon that lower back right now, and pain leaves in the name of Jesus. It goes away now. All congestion on the head, all congestion, Lord, in the sinus area, it disappears. It becomes nothing. It is no longer there. We speak healing, Lord, by the power of your blood, Jesus. We thank you. Father God, we pray right now that the dreams, that the visions, that the promises that your people have believed for a while. And Lord, I see people that have been waiting, and the waiting has been long, but there's an acceleration right now. And Father, we speak it and pray it that the time is shortened in the name of Jesus, according to your will, according to your plan, and that your people will see their visions that they receive from you fulfilled, and the promises that you've given them will be manifested, and there will be no longer any waiting period or waiting room in their lives, as you fulfill it, Father. And it is done, it is done, it is done, in the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, I thank God for this privilege. I thank Bishop Mike Sino for this invitation. And I thank every one of you that has tuned in, that have heard and received God's word in your life today. I know that that word has blessed you. And I know it will continue to bless you. You know, I share a little bit about my new book, What is Truth? And I have this available to bless people and Amazon and all that. But remember this, all word and all scripture that comes from God is the powerful book that blesses your life. And God has given you a word today. I invite you to continue this days receiving God's word through the same channel and platform as Bishop Mike Zeno and others minister unto you, because there's more to come. I am Pastor Hernan Testano. I am blessed to have been able to share into your life. And I release you now with the blessing and the anointing of the Lord to go and see what God has done for you today. God bless you. Amen.